Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to fill out for unemployment.
Give me one moment. Okay, what is your social?
416-15-87-32.
And what is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
Bernadette Yates, the 10th of 24, 1963. And my mother's name, Eon Yates. Bailey. I think I got Bailey or Kid.
Okay, we have Kid for you. And how can I help you today? You're calling in to file a claim?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can go ahead and get that. Help you with that. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Give me one moment. Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes. Give my driver.
What is the driver's license state?
Alabama.
And what is your driver's license number?
Hold on.
Okay.
5290618.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
The
prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. And after you're approved for payments, and there will be fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
The benefit card.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no monthly charges or no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card? And what is your mailing?
Hello.
And do you wish to continue?
Great.
Okay. What is your mailing address, city, state, and zip code?
201 South Thomas Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36610.
And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Had your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what is your primary phone number?
My phone number is area code 251-656-1894.
Okay, I have to give me a moment. I have to ask you some security statements. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Mount Berry, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Salem, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1988 Chevrolet Blazer, a 1990 Oldsmobile Toronto, a 1993 Dodge W250 pickup, or a 1996 Saturn S-Series? Or have never been associated with these vehicles?
A Chevrolet Blazer.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1637 Carlisle Drive West, 211 Circle Drive, 310 Reuben Avenue, or 316 Oregon Street? Or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
211 Circle Drive.
Did you receive notification that you have 2RE certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Could you repeat that question?
Yes, ma'am. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And when is the last day that you worked?
The 8th.
Of December?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. Would say that again. I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've been able to work.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
On the 9th.
Of January?
January, yes.
And are you temporary on a layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
It's like a, no, like a work.
And what is your job title / description?
A line server.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the company you work for?
MMI Dining Service.
And what is the phone number for your employer?
Air code 251-224-2322.
When did you start working for the company?
Yeah, I've been working for them like 5 years. Let me see.
So was it in 2017?
Yes.
Do you remember the month?
August.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separating employer?
Is it? Say it again.
Is this your separating employer?
I don't know.
Is this the employer that you're filing a claim for?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
Okay, let me get a PIN. You say a PIN. What is it?
3263.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is made. Please read the information carefully and failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Ms. Yates, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, so I call in this Sunday that's coming up.
Yes, ma'am, you will call on Sunday. Okay. All right. That's it. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.